I'm John Cohen. I'm a cellist in the Philadelphia Orchestra, and I'm very excited to talk about the project Bach in the Subways.
And Bach in the Subways started as a celebration of Bach's birthday, and over the years it has grown to this effort in cities all over the world with musicians participating. How did you learn about it?
Well, I heard about it last year, and the orchestra actually got a quartet together to play in the Jefferson Station. Although I was kind of minimally aware of it, I may have had something else going on at the time, or for whatever reason didn't feel like I could participate. But this year I heard about it, and it was at the right time. I had just been practicing some Bach and getting it ready. And so I thought, well, yeah, this is a good opportunity for me to play some Bach, and it's a cool idea, and I wish Philadelphia would be more exposed, you know, would have the opportunity to hear these performances and hear some of this great music.
What does Bach mean to you? Why is he such a great person to play for people who've never experienced classical music much?
Well, I think classical music, I'll tell you my story a little bit. That I just heard classical music when I was in public school, and we had a good school orchestra program, so that got me introduced to it. And Bach, it's as simple and as complicated as you want to be. As much attention as you can give to it, his music will reward you, and this is true for most music, that you can listen to it on a very, you know, almost like background music and still get something out of it, enjoyment of the sound. But if you listen to what's happening, he will develop his ideas and thread them throughout the piece and pull you along on a journey which in many cases really is really spiritual. And that's what I love about it so much.
So when you play in a setting like this, where are you playing again?
I'll be somewhere, I actually don't know the exact location, in the broad Locust Walnut Station. I would like to play down on the subway levels, which means when the trains come in, and of course, you know, it's a it's a transit hub for express and local trains, subways, but when the train comes in, people aren't going to hear me that well, but I can either take a pause or, you know, just slow down a little bit and keep playing. So it's not, you know, this is not like when I perform a recital at Temple University or on one of the stages here in the Kimmel Center, but I think, you know, some people are going to enjoy it, and that's who I'm playing for. Whatever you get out of it, I'm happy to offer. And it gives me a nice little stress-free environment to try out some things too.
Cool. And you can kind of block out the fact that people are walking around you and talking and maybe stopping and listening?
Yeah. I mean, if we were playing a concert in Verizon Hall, we wouldn't be too happy about that. And, you know, people who have paid a lot of money for tickets also deserve the right to hear stuff. But for free, and I know what to expect, this is no issue at all. Don't mind at all. Just happy to provide music.
You sound kind of excited about it, so that's great. Yeah. So right now you're about to practice. What are you going to play?
Well, that's one of the, I actually played this piece for a student's wedding in December. It's the Allemande from the Sixth Suite, and it's interesting for cello. This last one he wrote for a five-stringed instrument, and there are some. One of my colleagues actually has a cello that he added a fifth string to, Derek Barnes. But mostly we have to learn it on our four-string cellos, which makes it really difficult. But this movement is really beautiful and really speaks to me and somehow is the one movement of Bach that is my favorite.
How do you feel when you play Bach?
Well, as I've been doing it for a long time, I guess, since I started when I was about, you know, 11 or 12 years old, and it's something we just come back to our entire lives, and as we grow and change as people, it affects how we think about the music, how we feel about the music. You know, we learn more about performance practices here in the orchestra than we did at Curtis when I was there in the 80s. And so I change how I articulate things. I teach it to my students, so it gives me a chance to try things with them, to give them ideas, sometimes to get their ideas and bounce off of that. So it's really, it's just experiencing what it is to be a human being and filtering that through the emotions of the music.
It's a great thing to share with people everywhere.
Yeah, and whatever someone takes away from listening to it, whether it's a sense of peace or a sense of purpose or just a refreshing of your energy, I'm, you know, happy to do what I can to let you feel that.
Thanks so much, John Cohen.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.